This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Jay Kirshner and I are together to inform you, to enthrall you, to entertain you. Let me enter. Well, I don't know. You can make up your own mind about who's.
Are you not entertained?
I hope I'm entertaining. But, you know, there's one of those things, the definition of entertainment is not necessarily. I always thought when I was growing up, to be entertained, I had to laugh. But entertainment is about occupying your mind. It's about focusing on something. For example, I found something I've been, because I'm trying to test my eyes after this operation and read a lot of stuff. I find myself every once in a while, you get a kick out of this, Jay, reaching for my glasses that aren't there.
Really? Like having to readjust or something?
Going to my head. I put my hand up to my eyes or the side of my head to take the glasses off. And they're not there. And so under the circumstances, my eyes are bloodshot. It'll take a while for them to heal. I'll tell you one thing. I went to the movies the other night, and I saw 80s for, 80s for Brady?
Oh, 80 for Brady. What did you think?
It was cute. It was kind of, the audience in, it's always different. The audience in Los Angeles, I went to the AMC theater. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard, the big mall that's there. It's right up the street from where my daughter lives. So going in there, and when I sat down through a few of the previews, and I thought it was interesting, one of the things that was in the preview was a new movie that has Jane Fonda and what's-her-face. They've become apparently great friends, and so they're doing a new movie together. At any rate, so when what's-her-face comes up from Australia, why do I always... Nicole Kidman. If I think forehead...
Oh, yeah, when Nicole Kidman does that whole, welcome to the theater.
Right. Welcome to the AMC theater.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They paid her $1 million to do that. It was probably an hour and a half's worth of work. And the audience cheered. And so through the course of the movie, theater was full. Everybody was having a good time. They were laughing at a lot of the things that were going on. The characters like Harry Hamlin, an old face, making out with Jane Fonda. It was a fun, silly movie. And, you know, they touted it with 4 Academy Award winners. This is the silliest thing any or all of them have ever done. Except maybe Jane Fonda doing Barbarito or whatever. What was that, Barbarella? You don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that one is. Yeah, Barbarella. Was that Pam Anderson?
Barbarella, yeah, right. Bob's helping us put the program together today. Anyway, so meanwhile, back to some of the things that people find they think they know about celebrities or people that have been in the news a lot or people who have been in historical focus. So while I'm reading and absorbing all of this stuff, because I can't really be too physical, I found 6 amazing facts about Cleopatra. And I thought I might share them because we all think, well, first of all, you think Cleopatra is Elizabeth Taylor or vice versa, right?
That's immediately where my brain goes. Exactly. I visualize Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm. Right. Cleopatra was the Egyptian leader, but she wasn't Egyptian. She ruled Egypt as a pharaoh. Like 100 years before the Christian era. She wasn't of Egyptian descent. She was Greek, which I thought was very interesting. She was a very popular ruler. Everybody liked her, including her husband, Richard. Burton? Okay, he liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad joke. Sorry. Anyway, she.
What was the guy's name? Antony? No.
Her husband.
Yes.
You mean Cleopatra's husband?
Cleopatra's.
Yeah,
yes.
Was Antony? I believe it was. Yes. No. It was not Anthony, but Antony.
Antony.
Yeah, I think that was it. There was a lot of Roman propaganda because they didn't like a lot of the men. This was the beginning of that era, which has been longstanding, that men didn't like women who were powerful or in power. So behind the scenes, there were lots of things going on, trying to dismantle her rule. She was actually in Rome when Julius Caesar was assassinated. And that really, the Ides of March in 44 B.C., remember that? Et tu, Brute, and all of that stuff. Some people said that she committed suicide by having a snake bite her. That's not the case at all. And anyway, the business, as I started this out with Cleopatra in the movie, in 1963, she and Richard Burton get together, and there we go. From there, it was all uphill. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that, a little bit of nothing. That's how I've been entertaining myself here for the last couple
Wait, I do have to ask, though, because this is something that has been, like, living rent-free in my brain. You know, you've had both of your eyes worked on by now, but when you had only one eye worked on and the other eye hadn't been worked on yet, did you have any kind of, like, was it discombobulating because you had one eye that was now seeing more clear, but the other eye...
As a matter of fact, it was immediately, when I went to see the doctor after I was finished, I started at about, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning. I was out of there at 8-something. I was very groggy. I slept most of the day. When I went back to see him the next morning, he put me in front of an eye chart. And I read everything on the eye chart. I read things on the eye chart I've been able to read for 35 years. And so that was deemed to be a success in the sense that it was something that I didn't expect was going to happen that quickly, nor did he. And that was only one eye. You know, so under the circumstances, I can see there's a little bit of cloudiness and a little something frame of reference wise out of my left eye that I'm not sure of. But for the most part, my vision is much more clear. I don't have to have glasses for anything. I love driving at night now. There's a little bit of a halo, but that's supposed to go away in a week or so.
Okay.
All right, here we are in the Good Day program. Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the latest on the Chinese propaganda as they continue to protest the fighter jets shooting down. Now, let's see. Here, it wasn't fighter jets. It was one jet and one missile. So, right away, here we go, CNN misreporting the facts. And that's why I don't like CNN. But anyway, the bottom line here, the protests, this was a balloon that drifted from the west to the east, as we all know. They don't like
those
the fact that we shut
Canada
it down.
Before I made it to Montana.
Yeah, right. This was something in terms of my reaction to this. Should have been done the first day they saw it. Chinese say we overreacted and we violated international practice. What the heck does that mean? We didn't violate anything. We protected our shores. We should have done it 4 days before it was done.
It's pretty much finders keepers law. Like, it's in our territory. Right. We get to do what we want with it. And they shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean so that no debris would hurt anybody or anything. And
They say it was a civilian research vessel. Okay. So what are you doing in the United States?
It was monitoring the weather. Yeah, it was supposed to be like a meteorology thing, and that it just kind of got away from us or whatever. Okay, so then why didn't you report that, hey, this got away from us, just to let you guys know ahead of time, because that's not what happened. They are dirty liars.
So, not to put too fine a point on it, but there you go.
In this situation.
Straight from Jay's heart and her head and her mouth. So now all the phony politicos want to have briefings. They want to have we want to know the story. We're going to investigate. What do you have to investigate? The Chinese did their usual thing, and we fell for it, lock, stock, and barrel, like a bunch of fools, because we don't have strong leadership. And so now the Capitol Hill is going to do, and they're going to do the investigation, and then they're going to vote on the Chinese. What are they going to vote on?
It was a complete accident and random circumstances that a second balloon happened to be over Latin America. What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence, huh? Right, exactly. Anyway, the Gang of Eight has been briefed on this over and over and over again. What happens with it? It's over. It's done. What do you expect the Chinese to do? I love this guy, Chuck Schumer. He's such a grandstander. He says the briefing will include information about China's surveillance capabilities, research capabilities, development capabilities for weapons system. Why is it taking so long? Why did you have this information 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Why is it, you big bunch of phonies? What a bunch of gas bags, man, I'll tell you. To worry about this. And seriously, they're a bunch of big blowhards that wouldn't know their butt in a snowstorm. Not to put too fine a point. All right, so the bad weather's over in all across the country. Got so damn cold last week. Cold from the upper Midwest across the UP down into the Midwest, down into Texas, all the way across, sort of shot up Tennessee, and then into the Northeast. The Pennsylvanians got it. New Yorkers got it. New England's got it big time. I was talking all weekend long while I was in California. I was very sad not to be where it was 15 below zero, and the wind chill factor was 30 below. But I managed.
Yeah, you missed out on all the fun.
Right, exactly. As they kept sending me pictures of Daisy out in the cold and running around and then running back to the door, because that's where, you know, she's no fool. She wanted to be back inside. The poor guy's working on the farm trying to keep the cows warm. Well, back up in the 50s now for the rest of the week. And there was some harm done. We had like 21 fires that were caused by people heating. How stupid can you get? People heating their home by opening up their stove and turning it on. Right? Or
yeah, especially if it's a gas stove. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Yeah, and then people went out and got those. They went to Costco or wherever, a hardware store, and they bought those space heaters, and they hooked them up to a little tank of, gas, and two or three people got asphyxiated because the gas wasn't installed properly, or they didn't do it
people
right.
People are getting the outdoor ones, like people use that for patios at night and bring them in the house.
Yeah, that same kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. So what is the old word? Do the wise is sufficient. Please, if you have cold weather, don't do that. Maybe we're through the worst of the cold for this season. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that. Doug Steffen with Jay on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, or the Doug and Jay Good Day Program, at 18 after the hour.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We are all about the business of celebrity news, comments, gossip, social media. That's about all it's good for. But it's fun every once in a while to dig around. Sometimes there's good news, sometimes there's bad news, sometimes it is kind of silly. The fate of Elmo and Rosita. I think maybe this is something good for those of you who are in the military. I don't like Sesame Street. I love Sesame Street. I've always, ever since my children, I didn't grow up with them. My children certainly did. And there was something that came out of the Sesame workshops, the company behind Sesame Street, that was really something special. So now they've partnered with the U.S. Armed Forces to launch a digital resource center to help military families focus on self-care and emotional well-being. And the spokesperson in these videos are Elmo and Rosita, who
yeah,
are
this
two.
Is great.
Isn't this cool? I think this is one of the videos, Jay, encourages thinking about went wells, which is something that happens. If you have hard days, says Rosita's father, Ricardo, that's when you think about your went wells. Three simple things, no matter how large or how small, that have gone well in a day. Things that have gone well, these are went wells. Right? You had a good cup of coffee, maybe. You had a good therapy session. You had family game night. Maybe you had a good conversation with your boss. Maybe
your hands were full and somebody else held the door open for you. Just
a
kind gesture from a stranger.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and this is something that a lot of adults are always trying to do with thinking of, like, the gratitude or the gratitude journals and thinking of three things that they are thankful for. Well, when you're talking to a child about this, you have to put it in their terms. And the went wells are so amazing, and again, it's
great
something
phrase
that adults can even take from as well.
Isn't that a great phrase? I think that's
great.
I love
this. The went wells.
Yeah, I think it's a fabulous phrase, frankly. All right, so that's what's happening on Sesame Street. The help from Elmo and Rosita. I don't know the character Rosita. Do you? I certainly know Bert and Ernie and Elmo and Cookie Monster and, you know.
I think Rosita, I don't know when she was added to the program, because I never really watched Sesame Street. But I think that she is a, like, Elmo, is she Elmo's best friend? Is she one of the good friends of Elmo?
Could be. I don't know. I'm just saying that it's kind of a nice thing to have this. The more of these sorts of things we have, that give us a positive
experience.
Especially
for military families.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. All right, Super Bowl is next week, right? Yeah.
It's this coming Sunday.
All right, okay. So the day after the Super Bowl, referred to frequently as Super Bowl Monday, good God, this is going to become a national holiday, yet another day off.
Cool. It
Who's
could become a holiday
idea?
For Tennessee, at least. Not national, but it could become
Tennessee.
But this is, they always say that the day after Super Bowl and occasionally the day after St. Paddy's Day are the number one days that people will call off of work. Sometimes people call off ahead of time. Sometimes people call in, quote unquote, sick the morning of. And people are thinking, you know what? It's Monday. It's Super Bowl Monday. Let's just start saying you don't have to work on that day.
Yeah. No, not now.
It's a bill that was introduced, to the state Senate.
Right. Duh.
Like, this is actually happening.
Right. I think this is very cool, actually. And to not have it, to sort of have it, their thinking is to have it replace Columbus Day. I'd rather not see Columbus Day, and I'd rather not see Super Bowl Monday. I'd rather
Which
see
Which would you prefer
working.
To have, though?
What did you say?
You have
again?
To pick one. You have to pick one. Which one do you pick?
Neither. I don't have to pick one. You can pick one if you want. I don't want either one.
I can pick.
Yeah, you can pick.
Super Bowl Monday.
Okay, Super Bowl Monday. Makes more sense than the other one, that's for sure. All right, food for thought here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Yeah, what's going on?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden plans to highlight his economic successes when he delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese says Biden will make clear contrast between his approach and what's called trickle-down economics. Deese added Americans are just beginning to see the positive impacts of Biden's policies. Tonight's address comes as new polls show a disconnect between Biden and the American people. The death toll is still rising after the deadly earthquakes on the border of Turkey and Syria Monday. Turkish community members in Colorado are now rallying to collect donations for those directly impacted.
Where you are under rumble and no one can hear you, no one can reach at you, people are scared. Everybody's on the street. That's what makes me sad and that's what makes me cry.
Errol Elmas, a native of Turkey who's lived in Colorado for 3 decades. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Is that annoying?
Okay, no, not for me, because I love a kazoo. I was just about to say, right. Now it's the party. When there is a kazoo, now it's the party.
Well, because this is National Volcano Week, it couldn't come at a better time, given what's been going on over in the Middle East. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So if you haven't heard about this annual celebration, it's hosted by the National Park Service, perfect opportunity for you to learn more about the peaks that have lava in them. And these are, if, in case you haven't kind of figured it out, it's the lava and it's the earthquakes that actually shape the planet, shape our Earth. There are 1,350 potentially active volcanoes all around the world, 161 of which are here in our country. Some of the volcanic eruptions are witnessed by people who remember what they've seen by writing it down. Some people paint about it. Some really nice paintings here and there in art exhibition halls around the country. Some people who've seen them over in Hawaii, for example, tell the stories about them. There's a lot of scientific data that comes when one of them erupts. And then, of course, there's the death and destruction. What's the count up to now? It was 2,400 or 2,600 the last time I checked it, which was actually late yesterday. So is there the numbers? I know a number of people when I was back in Boston, but when I was listening to some of the conversations, some of the focus in Los Angeles was to line up 81 volunteers from the fire department and send them over to the Middle East. And I think there have been other fire departments around the country that have done the same thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sending a lot of people over.
It's already exceeding 5,000.
5,000. Okay.
Yes,
that shows you.
It's bad.
It's been 6 or 7 hours since I checked in. Yeah, of course it's bad because...
Well, it's going to keep rising as they continue.
Find, dig more,
efforts.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Complete buildings crumbled. It's not like they were just buildings and empty or anything. It's this is traumatic.
Well, it's horrific. And then there's the news media that adds to it and the whining and the people who are on camera who are looking for their children or they're looking for their brothers, their fathers. And that's, it's understandable. I'll know about that. The eruptions that we have because of the plates moving, because of the lava, which is a part of, and I think I've explained this and probably other people better explaining it than me, can tell you about how below the surface everything is liquid, and the deeper you go into the core of the Earth, the hotter it is. By the time you get to the center of the Earth, the temperature is about 12,000 to 14,000 degrees. Mm. Can you imagine? You can't even imagine that. You can't, really. And so anyway, you've got a lot of discovery here. I think I remember Mount St. Helens erupting. Yeah, I don't remember how many years ago it was, but that's our biggest, I think that's our biggest volcano other than what's on the Hawaiian Islands. So anyway, if you want to, there's a video the National Park Service is offering. If you want to get a close-up view of lava flowing in Hawaii from the crater as recently, I think, as the last week, last 10 or 12 days, there's a time-lapse compressed video that shows what has happened and what really there's, you know, this is how when planets are born, this is kind of what the activity, you know, this is what it looks like as everything gets hot and gets shaped. There are some people this week I was reading, I think it was last, I'm trying to remember when I read this, it may have been over the weekend, the situation with the moon and whether or not the moon, there are a lot of people that philosophize or say that the moon was originally a piece of the Earth. There are some new characters around who are suggesting the moon is a planetary, it's a spy planet, kind of like out of Star Wars, and that there are people living inside the moon who are spying on us. And
Earth
who knows
is the greatest reality show. That's it. It's just they're popping popcorn and watching.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's some good news. The lady who's in charge of the Treasury Department, Secretary Janet Yellen, is talking this week about avoiding a recession. I thought what she said, this kind of echoes what I've been saying, what a lot of other people have been saying. She says you don't have a recession when you get 500,000 new jobs. You saw the job report yesterday, right? The jobs for December, it's the lowest unemployment in 50 years, like down to 3.4% or something. So you don't really have a recession. There is in certain businesses.
Coming off of a pandemic where so many people lost their jobs. There was only one way to go, it seems.
Yeah. There are a lot of people on assistance, way too many. That's a bad sign. But there are, if the non-farm payrolls were up by 517 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to a 53-year low of 3.4%. Now, I'm looking at the actual numbers. I have been nosing around this for a couple of days. This is something that politicians, of course, the Democrats, because they are in the White House, they're going to take credit for it. Yeah, it's us. We did it. No, you didn't. Any more than Trump did it when he was in office before. It's the ebb and flow of the way the way the government spends, the way you spend, the interest rates. What I think was wrong was for the Fed to up another, what was it, a quarter of a point or something last Friday? Seems to me it went up a quarter of a point, and there was no reason for it. When you got all of these numbers, that's just piling on and making it difficult for people to buy homes, which is the most important singular purchase we all know. Car business is also number two. Car business is great. Still can't find enough inventory. And the housing market is not strong, but not bad. It hasn't fallen apart. It's just got weakened. And so, anyway, you got all of this stuff. The problem that is a focus we don't seem to be able to do anything about or have the stomach or the balsam to do it is that $31.4 trillion debt that we have. We keep wiggling around with that. I thought that McCarthy and Biden were supposed to, when they talked last week, figure out how they could raise the debt limit. I guess they didn't do anything, but they've agreed to meet again, if I understand. Yeah, okay. Well, at least I find that that's something that's good. I think that that's, when you think about all of the things that are important, I think that that is, that's, just look at it that, what's the song that I love to say? I don't know if James, this got carried over from Radio America, the Eric Idle tune, always look on the bright side of life. I did that just for Jay because she loves kazoos.
I think I'm alone in that, but I love it too.
The world, who doesn't love, I love a kazoo. Who doesn't love a kazoo? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I play with that with my grandson. He thinks the greatest thing in the world. Scientists have discovered a new form of ice. And you thought ice was ice was ice was ice. But no, there are different kinds of ice. So this goes down in history. You think this is as great as the discovery of penicillin or chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to look at because it doesn't even, like, if I saw this, I would not think it was ice.
What would you think it was?
It's not penicillin. A marble?
No. Really? Like, well, there's a crystalline pattern to it. Yeah, you're looking at a picture of it. The new ice has not much the same kind of structure as regular ice does. Researchers have put this new kind of ice together by shaking normal ice, putting it in with steel balls, cooling it to 200 degrees below zero, creating a white powder-like substance. Like if you are going, after you finish work on Friday afternoon, you want to go down to the local bar and have a little schnapps, I'm not sure this is what you want to put in your drink.
But it's, ice is clear. This is just, it just seems so, what's the word I'm looking for? Opaque?
Opaque.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The one.
Yeah.
It's just, it looks so odd.
It does. Well, listen, it is odd when you get something that's put together 200 degrees, unga bunga. All right, let's celebrate the life and times of David Balogun. A couple of names in the news. David Balogun plays piano. He's working on his black belt in martial arts and is known to engage in the occasional pillow fight. He's 9 years old. He has one thing, Jay, that he loves above anything and everything else. He is an ardent learner. Reminds me of my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
The high school diploma that he just got, right? 9 years old, just got his high school diploma. When you think about, if you look at the stats for the youngest high school grads in U.S. history, I think he's like number four or number five, 9 years old, graduating from high school.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's taking classes at the community college now. And he says, I want to be an astrophysicist. Well, isn't he the perfect candidate?
Yeah. Don't
we want somebody?
He's on his way.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, he graduated high school in 3 years with a 4.0 GPA. Nine years old.
What's wrong with that? Right? That's good. Who's planning to go on trips for summertime? We got our, listen, I want everybody to be optimistic. This is early February, but it's never mind going away in the wintertime. From the, 1st of May, kind of, especially, maybe you go to Memorial Day and then through Labor Day. There are lots of airlines that are offering, not passes, but they're offering discounts to get people to make they're trying to make their plans early, the airlines are, so they know what they're going to be up against, because they haven't really had, since the pandemic, they really haven't had consistency. So maybe this is a good time to book a flight. Other news, I was watching live with Kelly and Ryan. Ashton Kutcher was on. I don't know if you watched that program or not, but I was sort of I was rehabbing from my eye operation. And one of the things that Ashton Kutcher was talking about is he's promoting that movie that he's in with Ryan Seacrest, Good Duck, with Reese Witherspoon. He says he was blanking pissed when his ex-wife, Demi Moore's memoir came out and told a story about things that he didn't want exposed, apparently. So something for you to look for. Here we are at 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zeljanz. Visit Zeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jack Stockwell is here. Good day. Health time is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the eyes. Most people know that I've had both my eyes operated on in the past 4 or 5 days. I had the extraction of the cataracts and the replacement of the corneal, that's a corneal implant sort of thing that will, when it's all healed and everything is put together, it will improve my vision. Actually, I took a test yesterday on the left eye, which was the first one that was implanted, and I have 20/15 vision in that.
Wow.
Which astounded the doctor that it was that fast. The other one is a little scratchy, although not so bad this morning. It was kind of scratchy right after I'd had the operation. But I wanted to talk to you about the especially formulated eye supplements. I know that there are some, or maybe I should ask the question a different way, because you represent Standard Process, and if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can see a lot of the things besides Jack's own supplements, like the Long Life Energy Enzymes that you can order there that are fabulous for anything and everything in your body and in your life. But I wondered if people, because I was amazed, Jack. This fellow is probably, he's, what, you know, whenever you're in Hollywood, it's always, this guy's the doctor to the stars or whomever. Well, this guy, he told me who he's operated on, and I can't tell you who it is because it's HIPAA stuff. Well, I can tell you Michael Jackson because he's dead. This guy has taken care of 4,000, he's done 4,000 of these operations. And there are different ways of fixing the problem, but my cataracts had gotten so that I couldn't see at night in the halos and stuff. You know that. You and I have talked about that. And
well, I've been through the same surgery.
Yeah, yeah. So as our eyes age, what supplements do you suggest to people so that if they, is there a way of avoiding this if you're eating the right stuff or taking the right supplements? Because I take a lot of the right supplements and I couldn't avoid it. So is this inevitable or can you stall it off by taking the right supplements? What's your advice?
Yes, you can stall it off. Remember, the number one cause of disease in American lifestyle, in American human beings, is not viruses, it's not bacteria, it's malnutrition. And some organs in the body suffer faster and worse than other organs. And the eyes, because the optic nerve, the retina in the back of the eyeball, there's 10 layers to that retina, is an extension of the brain itself. And as such, it needs constant nourishment, or people are going to go through the same thing that both you and I have. Severe problems with cataracts. I finally got multifocal lenses put in both of them in the cornea. And now I can see like a hawk. I'm 72. I am amazed how well I can see, but I still constantly supplement. And there's two of them in particular I highly recommend. Number one is something called oculotrophin. It's the protomorphogen to stop any kind of autoimmune attack against the eyeball itself. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the cornea, whether it's the muscles, whether it's the retina, oculotrophin, PMG. And then another one, which is one of the best supplements Standard Process makes, called iPlex. It's the letter I and then plex. And it is loaded with things that we have known, herbs, vitamins, foods that we have known for decades, is absolutely essential for good eye health. Now, when you couple this with the idea that most diets in America today neglect vital micronutrition that the eyes need, let alone the brain, everybody's going to end up in the same road that you and I did, with having to have something done with those eyes so that we can continue to see. So I'm very happy that you got the surgery that you did, Doug. I got it 4 years ago, and I can read, I can see my fingerprints with my hand in front of my face at 72 years old.
So, how long did it take you to recover? My left eye seems to be recovering fine, the right one a little more slowly, and I just wondered how to cure, because the doctor told me what to expect. He said a couple of weeks it'll be, and I have to go back and see him in a couple of weeks, but was that your experience too?
Oh, mine took a little bit longer, but it had a lot to do with the brain's ability to make sense out of the new lenses that I had.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, there's an adaptive period. I think that's true. Oculotropin. Yeah, check out with, send a note to Jack if you didn't get it all at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But yeah, you got to take care of your eyes. You got to feed your eyes so that you don't lose that wonderful, what good's life without being able to see, right? Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, it's 50.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
So he did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.